Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Hello there. Are you a smart person? Are you a smart business owner? I think you might be because you're here listening to this. Hello. Well, welcome to Messy Business. I'm Libby Langley. And just want to say that being smart, being intelligent does not protect you from making some slightly odd business decisions. In fact, sometimes it can make it worse. It's a blessing and a curse. Have been a bit savvy, you know? As smart people, and you're a smart person, we can justify almost anything. We can build a really convincing case for something that is utter nonsense. And you can overthink yourself into a corner because you can see multiple angles for things. And you know, you can spot 17 possible outcomes and therefore do absolutely nothing. So if that sounds a bit familiar, then welcome. You are in the right place. Why do you think this happens, right? Well, why do we overcomplicate things? I think that it's because simple feels too simple. There's got to be more to it than that. It can't be that easy. And I think this has been a real curse for me in my business, you know, over the years. Because I find some things really, really easy. I can see patterns and logic flows and unnecessary steps and missing steps in, I suppose, processes, like really easily. And it was only 3 years ago when I got diagnosed as autistic ADHD, particularly autistic, that I'm like, oh, that'll be why. That'll be why. And, you know, it drives me nuts, really, particularly with my husband. It's like, why are you doing it like that? Why are you doing all those steps and all those things? The most efficient and effective way is this, this, and this. What are you doing? And I'm allowed to get annoyed with him because I love him dearly and, you know, that's fine. But it's kind of funny, really, that just because you can add more stuff in, you don't need to. I've done that with my business so many times over the years, and it genuinely makes me sad about how I've treated myself in my business, I think, over the years. Because I know now that post-diagnosis and, I don't know, you know, another milestone birthday and all that, you start to reflect differently on life, perhaps, and treat yourself slightly differently. But that actually what people pay me for is my brain and what goes the way I can identify patterns, the way that I can see problems, the way that I can call things out, all that stuff, suggest alternatives. That's what people pay me for. And how that's badged or packaged doesn't actually matter at all. But I spent many years trying to add that packaging and trying to, putting bells and bows on things to make them into a course that fitted that particular narrative that whatever was popular at the time, or a program or a something, you know, need to do it like that, rather than just actually having the confidence in myself to be myself and just to do the thing that I'm good at. And, you know, it doesn't need to be anything other than me sitting down and talking to people. And it's only been in 2026 that I've really had the confidence to, that wasn't a very confident way of saying that, was it? But had the kind of epiphany then to just go, do you know what? That is what people will pay for. That is what I'm good at. And that's what I like. And that's what gets results for my clients. So now I just say, you know, I'm a professional problem solver and business sorter outer because that's what I do. That's what I do. And yes, my background is in marketing. So there's a lot of marketing that we talk about, but I have so much knowledge that I've gained over the years about pricing, about business structure, about boundaries, about mindset, all these things, that it all comes into it. And it doesn't need to be in any set process, but I do work through a process with people because there's only, to me, like one logical way to do this. You know, we start with the foundations of your business, then we look at the walls, the upward structure, the pricing, the services, that kind of stuff. And then the marketing is the roof at the end. It's always that kind of three stages of a house that I work with people. But the specifics of that are different with everybody. And I don't need to overcomplicate that. And I love it. Genuinely can say that I love it. Whereas when I've run programs and courses and stuff in the past, I've loved the interaction with people, which is essentially the business sort out, right? But I don't love prepping stuff at all. I like to just turn up and not quite know what's going to happen. I'm at my best when that's the case. I don't love creating slides at all. I certainly don't love selling something that's pre-recorded because I've done it, I've forgotten about it, I've moved on, I'm not interested. I don't love it. I don't love any of that. And I don't love the rigidity of anything. And so now I don't do them. So I've been a smart person who's overcomplicated things, and now I'm a smart person who's just like, do you know what? If you listen to this podcast, or if you read my emails, or if you met me at an event and you think I can help you, then I'll help you. Talk to me, and we'll see if we'll talk about it. Doesn't need to be anything more than that. I'll sort your business out. That's my promise. It's up, you know, come find me, come talk to me. So, and if you do, obviously, do that. And something else I think that we do is we confuse information with progress. Now, this one, don't know about you, but I love learning new stuff. I am a sponge when it comes to knowledge about almost anything. And also, I can skim read something and not be an expert at all. I'm not saying that. But I can skim read something and then regurgitate that in simple language to help somebody else. I've always been able to do that. Again, think it's down to the way my brain works. But absorbing the information is not progress in and of itself. You know, reading, researching, watching, course buying, it feels productive, but it isn't always. And I've got so many courses that I've bought that I have never even logged into. Never. I bought one about Reels, a £99 course about Reels, maybe 5 years ago. I have never even logged into, I don't know if I'm not going to now because I'm not remotely interested in doing that. But there's the photography course that I still really want to do. And I've got a video course that I still really want to do that I think is probably 3 years. It's probably maybe three and a half years now since I bought them. And I don't know if I'm ever going to do them, but I feel like I've learned a lot just by signing up for them. But you know, this is something that we do, right? We can overlearn almost. And maybe it goes back to what I just said about overcomplicating things because simple feels too simple. That you feel like you need to learn more and you need to do more because, well, it can't be this easy. Yeah, it can. Sometimes it can. You can just have a knack or a skill or a, like a natural penchant for something, right? You can. And that's okay. It's okay. It doesn't make you an asshole. It doesn't make you know it all. You're just good at the thing, right? You wouldn't say if someone had a natural talent for running that they were being a knob by just being a runner or being in the Olympics, would you? It's like they're just the thing. That's the thing that they're good at. And therefore, they're getting the support and expertise to be good at that thing. They're not suddenly also going to be a swimmer, unless they're a triathlete, but you know what I mean. They're not also going to be a swimmer. They're not also going to be a gardener. they're not also going to be a business coach or consultant, because it's okay to just be good at something that you're good at and that's your thing. That's all right to do that, yeah? We don't have to have more and more and more information about stuff. We also don't have to be pros and cons experts all the time. You know, if you've got an intelligent brain, and again, really important, it's not about academic levels, right? It's about being smart and it's about being savvy. But we can argue both sides forever, if needs be. We can be so diplomatic that you can become your very own expensive internal committee, and you don't need to be. That's when gut feel comes in. Because you know what's the right answer. You know what the outcome that you want from this is. You know what to say, right? That's all that matters. You don't need to be a pros and cons expert, and you don't need to argue things. Yes, it's good to be balanced. Yes, it's good to think about the what ifs, but not to the extent of everything else, right? You know what you want. You know that in your gut. I imagine as well that you can spot opportunities everywhere. I certainly do that. I will go into any shop, any business, on any mode of transport, anything. And again, this is how my brain works, right? There are opportunities everywhere. I could make a business or improve a business in every business. Just from the simpler things, like maybe to walking into a reception space and thinking, well, why isn't that like that? And that can be a real curse sometimes, actually. And you might be the same, particularly if you work in the field of business. But if you're an accountant or a photographer, you'll see everything in terms of opportunities, which sometimes is great, right? Because it allows you to think a bit more laterally and to approach people about, you know, maybe a bit out of the box opportunities. But what can happen is you can get distracted. You can go on side quests. Oh my God, I love a side quest. You can have many unfinished projects. You can have a real fragmented focus. And that's quite dangerous. And I'll say this, I've said this many times, but I'll say it again. You do not need to monetize everything. Some things can just be. Some things you can just enjoy. Some things you can just notice. Yeah? You don't have to monetize everything. Just because you could, it doesn't mean that you need to. So I've only had one quite serious distraction like that this year. And I know it's only, well, at the time of recording, it's, you know, it's like not even halfway through the year. So, but reviewing theme parks. I know there's lots of people that do that, but I bought a web domain and was all set for doing it from a neurodivergent point of view. And there's probably perhaps people who specialise in that. I know there's a lot of theme park reviewers out there. Because I love theme parks, right? And I love reviewing things, even if it's only in my own mind. And like I said before, spotting the opportunities. Well, if this was like this, it would be much better. Yeah, I was going to do a whole side quest business on that. So I bought the domains and thankfully can't be bothered, because it's really nice to just go to attractions and theme parks and stuff and just enjoy them. Not to have to document the journey, not to have to, you know, work, not to have to monetize it. So you don't need to do it. But if there are any people who work in any theme parks or attractions listening, then, oh my God, yes, I'll come. And yes, I will review it, but I'm not ever going to market it or use that website. But put me on a committee of, people with disabilities, I guess, and I'll give you feedback. That would be amazing, especially if I get to go on all the rides for free. I think one of the big things about us when we're smart, and when we've been in business a while, right, or in our careers or professions for a while, that we assume that we should be able to solve everything ourselves. This is a bad one, actually, because we're capable, because we probably could, right? We could learn it. We could figure it out. We don't need to. Sometimes it's really just so empowering to not go down that road. And the The only one that I can think of, two. I can think of two that right from the start, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this and not learning it. One was my tax returns and accounts and all that stuff. Right from day one, I've had an accountant. Never could do it. And I know I could do it, particularly with accounting software. You know, I don't have a complicated infrastructure in my business. I don't want to. And yet accountancy is something that makes me really happy because it's tables of numbers and all that stuff. But I've never done it. And the other thing is to do with this podcast. I said to myself right from the start, I'm not going to do the audio editing. Not going to learn it, not going to do it. And I never have done. And I send it off to my amazing team at Podshop Online, who I've been working with for three years or so now. And they just send it back when it's done. And they top and tail it and do all the things that they do. I don't really know what they do, but they make it sound, they make it work, right? And I've never done that myself because I don't have to, but I could. And it's that decision that I think is quite important and quite empowering in business. All of this stuff you can learn, all of this stuff you can, you know, starting to be able to get AI to do quite a lot of things. But sometimes actually to just not do that is so empowering and so liberating that to have this team around you who actually know what they're doing and that's what they specialize in is really good and is really important. So yeah, I suggest that you don't do everything, because what it can do is it can create a kind of, you know, an isolation bubble, which is never healthy. Delays, you've got this list of things that actually you probably don't want to do, but now you've created this thing that needs to be done, right? Poor decisions come out of that, and unnecessary struggle. Why learn something else if you're not going to focus on it? You don't know why do you need to? You don't need to do that. Also, my book as well, actually, I didn't attempt to typeset that or upload it into Amazon, into KDP. I got someone else to do that because that would have taken me ages. And yeah, again, could have done it, could have learned it, could have just followed the on-screen instructions. Didn't want to. And that was quite an expensive investment for me to do that. But yeah, never did that. So there's three things then. But other than that, I can't think of anything else, which is really bad, isn't it? In 15 years in business, I can only think of three things. They're pretty major, though. I mean, this podcast is pretty major and my accounts is pretty major. So just have a think about you. You know, what can you solve yourself that actually maybe you don't need to? Maybe you can just know that you could if you put the time and energy in, but actually you're not going to. You're going to make the choice to give someone else a go. Yeah. And yeah, maybe you think that you could do it better, but you don't have to. You don't have to do it. And that's the important thing. It allows you to focus on the thing that you should be doing in your business, the thing that's the things that you want to do and the things that kind of earn you the money, right? Much better. I also think that ignoring the boring basics is a thing that happens because clever brains want stimulation, right? So things like the follow-up, the consistency, the pricing review, the systemization, the process improvements, those things may be a joyous organizational rabbit hole that you go down. But actually more so, I think they're not perhaps stimulating enough. And the stimulating stuff is the new and shiny. It's not the behind-the-scenes stuff. But it's behind the scenes, under the bonnet stuff that actually makes a difference. So putting that into real world terms, as you probably know, we bought a renovation last summer and are living in it as we do it all. We've spent a lot of money on things that nobody will ever see, including us, like, you know, the new boiler, which is very expensive, the moving some electrics, moving radiators, repointing, getting the chimney fixed, or replastering some of the rooms. All that stuff costs a fortune, right? When you add it all up, but nobody can see it. And you forget that you've had it done, But actually, it's really important because it's the fundamentals of having a watertight, a watertight and efficient, warm, dry house. So it has to be done. But in your business, are you always looking, you know, are you always choosing paint colours, right? Because that's like, oh, today I'm going to paint it yellow. Today I'm going to paint it blue. But actually, it doesn't need to change necessarily. Yeah. It's the understuff, the boring basics that make the big difference. And I bet as well, there's been a point where you've bought a clever solution for a simple problem because, oh my God, things can be overcomplicated. You know, you can get loads of fancy software, you can build giant funnels, you can have an expensive strategy, lots of automations. And actually, you know, buy into masterminds or coaching programs that you just don't need. You maybe need one or two sessions with someone to sort your business out. Hello, that's me. You maybe don't need to spend 15 grand on that mastermind. Maybe you do. Maybe you really want to. Maybe it's a really sound investment. But maybe you don't. Maybe that's not what's going to help you. But just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean that it's right or good for you. And I think that's important. And I've done lots of episodes about investing in things before. So scroll back and have a look at those. And really, there's a few things that are worth investing in, a few simple things. And support is absolutely one of them. If that's like outsourcing to somebody, like a VA or podcast team or accountant, whatever you need, and having someone as a thinking partner, you know, someone like me, you know, that's exactly the kind of stuff that I do. That is incredibly useful and incredibly invaluable, I would say. A really worthwhile investment, those kind of things. But fancy programs aren't necessarily what you need. So you need to decide whether and be honest with yourself about whether the thing that you're buying is because of, I say peer pressure, but you know, like community pressure, social media pressure. Everybody's talking about this. Doesn't mean you need it. You know, like I used to use Kajabi for a course that I ran in court. It was really expensive, like, I don't know, £300 a month or something, which is not, in the grand scale of things, not expensive, right? But meant the turnover of the business had to be significantly higher. When there's things like Thrivecart that do a really similar job, that's 500 quid for lifetime access. Yeah. So it's about not always necessarily choosing the market leader or the shiniest, but actually choosing the thing that's going to do the job for you. So functionality and effectiveness over logo, I would say. It's not so Kajabi's not good, but it's a really good example of that. So just think about what the reason that you're doing it. You know, do you need the clever solution for a simple problem, or do you just need a spreadsheet and some post-it notes? It might be absolutely fine. Think about what you actually need the outcome to be. I don't know about you, but do you ever kind of, this is horrible, right? Do you ever attach identity to being the capable one? Do you have that kind of ego of longevity, I suppose, or ego of being the smart one? And I don't say ego as in, you know, you're a knobhead egoist. I mean that kind of that's, you attach identity to it because maybe you've been known as that. You know, maybe you know, people come to you for the advice and all of that. And it's quite tough sometimes because what it does, people know that you're the one who'll know, or know that you're the one who'll do the things, know that you're the one who'll rescue them, know that you're the one who'll answer the emails at midnight, know that, you know, all of these things, right? You get known as being needed, knowledgeable, being able to rescue things. But if you don't set the boundaries around that or the pricing around that, that's going to absolutely wear you down. And because you're good at the thing, good at being able to give answers, good at being able to problem solve, good at being able to deal with situations, good in a crisis, whatever it is, all those are really brilliant attributes, but they have to be costed in. They have to be costed in. And I can solve so many business problems in like 10 minutes or so because there's common threads and common themes, and I'm really good at picking out the patterns that go with it. But that doesn't mean that I would only charge like £20 for a 15-minute session, because it's come from years of experience and years of training and years of trial and error and literally the way that my brain is wired. So, yeah, all of that stuff makes a difference. And I really hope that you reward yourself for being you, because it does matter and it does make a difference. And the fact that you're so savvy and so smart is glorious, right? And allowing yourself to kind of just sit in the things that you're good at, or sit with the things that you're good at, is okay. And it can be really, really simple. It can be deliciously simple and straightforward. And that will allow it to breathe, or allow you to breathe, right? And to be more successful, whatever that means to you, but to be more successful, more profitable, and more respected in your field than you kind of ever dreamed possible. You need to just have the confidence to let go of all the other stuff and just let your smartness and intelligence shine through. And that will, your skill and knowledge will win out. You don't need to add anything else to it. Okay. Oh, so good, so good. I know this is going to have helped you today. So do message me. And if you want to get emails from me, or I mentioned my book, actually, if you want to buy my book, you can get it. Go to my website, libbylangley.com/book, or just search for Life in Business, Libby Langley, on Amazon, and you'll be able to get it. But it's full of useful little tidbits like that on how you can change your business and help yourself enjoy your business more and be more profitable, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So if you want my emails, libbylangley.com/email, sign up for those there. So I'll see you next time on another episode of Life in Business. Ta-ra. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.